Dealing with Depression.
Unit 3.
Associated Conditions. Unit 3 of the course gives the students an overview of related conditions. Unit 3 also introduces the initial stages of self-help for the sufferer. It talks of lifestyle and thought process that can further embed depression into the mind of the sufferer. The objective of the module is to prepare the student for making positive change after learning the theory involved with the condition discussed in the first two units. Psychological and physical stress has been twinned with depression many times. Mental stress is a result of pressure from the outside environment, with physical stress on the inside, usually, but not always, diet and drug-based. We will discuss the latter later in the course, but let's take a look at psychological stress and how it is so closely linked to depression. Stress is a severe and serious illness which is prevalent in the Western world today. The basic chemical reaction within the body that leads to us feeling stressed has evolved with us. It is the same reaction that once kept us safe from predators and danger. The reason that stress is so severe is the lifestyle that we have procured. The physical reaction that happens when we feel stressed in the short term is created within the body by an influx of hormones. The trigger that leads to a stress or fear-related reaction has created a hormone release of cortisol and epinephrine, which mobilize stored energy into the muscles. Simultaneously, the same hormonal shift increases heart rate, blood pressure, and breathing rate to prepare us for a fight or flight response. The secondary functions within the body are temporarily shut down at this point, inclusive of the digestive and reproductive systems, along with growth and the immune system. This is exactly why we go weak at the knees when we are scared or stressed by something. As we move away from the stressor, the process begins to slow and then reverse. When we are long-term stressed or regularly stressed by something, such as a poorly managed workplace or similar regular event, the process of becoming stressed in the short term never really stops. It is always there at some level or another, and the secondary functions of the body are not actually working as they should be, which is when stress becomes physically damaging. A diagnosis of stress should be carried out by the doctor or the client themselves based upon how they feel. The emotional and physical effects of stress will provoke the following feelings: churning stomach, constipation, loss of appetite.